The Hawk Chronicles follow the adventures of Detective Kate Hawk, who went from a Baltimore police detective to intergalactic investigator, from fighting crime on the streets to crime in the stars.
And now, episode 134, Case 1.
Help? What kind of help?
Are you the private detective, Jim Barnes?
Well, I am, but as you can see, I haven't even hung my shingle yet.
My name's Claire Wilson.
It's nice to meet you, Claire Wilson. This young lady is my former partner from the force, Kate Hawk.
Hi.
Nice to meet you.
And this is Horace Hawk, Kate's father, and my mentor and my first partner when I was a rookie.
Mr. Hawk?
Claire, nice to meet you. How on earth did you find this place? Like Jim said, he hasn't even hung out his shingle.
Detective Barnes, is it possible to speak to you in private?
Hey, look, these are my partners. You can say whatever you need with them here.
That's okay, Jim. Daddy, I'm craving a real cup of coffee. Let's go down to that corner cafe.
Sounds like a winner to me. You two go ahead. We'll be back in 15 or 20.
All right, then. So, Miss Wilson, how on earth did you find me?
I work for the Department of Maryland State Police Support Services Bureau. I'm in the licensing division.
Now, would that be the PI licensing division out in Reisterstown Road?
Yes. I processed your application.
So, I have you to thank for helping me. Yes, now, why would you remember something like that?
Because one of our state troopers was escorting a rollback full of abandoned cars. He could have been killed if you two hadn't stopped that lunatic.
Oh, yeah, you mean Heinrich von Lange. Yeah.
As you know, news travels fast within the law enforcement community.
Well, I'm flattered you remembered us. So, what brings you in and why the private meeting?
I'm not really sure where to begin.
Well, how about starting from where you didn't need my services and work your way forward? And please don't tell me it started when your cat went missing.
No, Detective Barnes. My cat isn't up a tree. I think I'm being followed or watched.
Really? Followed? Any idea who's following you or why?
I can't be sure. Maybe I saw something I wasn't supposed to see? I don't know.
Now, you think it could be work-related?
I can't be sure. I really don't know how to handle sensitive material other than vetting PI candidates. It started a couple of weeks ago. I got a hang-up call at home. I didn't think it was very unusual until I checked my caller ID.
What? Was it a number you recognized?
I would think so. It was mine.
Well, you know, that's pretty weird, but that actually happened to me once. Telemarketers and scammers have been cloning numbers. They'll take a number like yours, use the same area code, and exchange, and assign four arbitrary numbers.
If it had just been one hang-up call, I would understand. But it continued. And then, the caller left a message.
Really?
Yes. The first time he said, "We know what you saw." Well, that shook me up a little. That was personal. And I have no idea what it is I'm supposed to have seen. And the next time he called, it was again my number. And the voice said, "Back off or else."
Well, that is most definitely threatening and strange. Now, did the voice sound disguised?
Not really. But I'm sure it was a male voice.
Look, you work for the finest police force you could hope for. Did you go to them?
Yes, but a couple of what could be prank calls isn't much to go on. They suggested that I report it to the local law enforcement and maybe the phone company. I was considering doing that, but shortly afterwards, I was certain that I was being followed. I've been around long enough to know I don't have enough to warrant a police investigation. That's why I'm here.
Are you getting these calls on a cell phone or a landline?
A landline. My job requires a lot of extra work sometimes, and I need something reliable. Besides, I get my internet through DSL. It's just so much easier to keep the landline.
Well, I tell you, I'm about as old school as they come, Miss Wilson. I'm happy using my old flip phone. Does everything I need. Hold on a second. Now, this little number here will record your phone conversations. Plug the main line going into your phone into this jack, and use this line to plug into your phone. You see a suspicion number pop up? Hit the record button.
Okay.
Now, here. Be the first to get one of my cards. Give me a call when you get a recording. Do you have a card?
Yes, right here.
Thanks. I hope I can help you.
So do I, Detective Barnes. So do I.
Well, well, well. Jeffrey the Bounty Hunter, as I live and breathe.
Brady the Butcher. Of all the settlements in the galaxy, how did I ever manage to walk into an establishment managed by the likes of you?
Now, Jeffra, I've never been a butcher. I've always been in dry goods.
Don't be coy with me, Brady. You know exactly what I mean.
Here, Jeffra, the past remains in the past. Now, I know you're pilot here, but who are the rest of your posse?
We are a special detachment from the Elite Forces. I am Major Whip.
The Elite Forces? Forgive me, Major. All hail Rage.
Yes. Hail Rage indeed. We are trying to join forces with Lord Zokar and his number two, Mandu.
Yeah, I heard that Lister was overthrown at Galarza. I can't believe after all these years both came to my store on the same day.
So Lister was here?
Yes, he was with Lenora of Titan IV and two others I didn't recognize.
Was it these two?
That's them. Are they traitors too?
Traitors? Why do you call them traitors?
Lord Zokar said they assisted Lister in escaping from Titan IV. We were all hoping that he would be put away forever. Especially after cooperating with the IDF on Baldibar.
Really? That scuttlebutt I never heard.
He obviously cooperated. How else was he able to just walk out of one of the most secure facilities in the galaxy?
I see. Well, Brady, I'm glad to hear you're on our side. I'd hate to think that you were collaborating with a traitor.
Never, Jeffra. I am loyal to the true leader of Rage, Lord Zokar.
We must catch up to our master. Do you know exactly where he was headed?
There is a stronghold of Rage loyalists at the headwaters of Death River.
Death River? An interesting name, Brady. Would you happen to have a map of this Death River?
That and any supplies we will need to drive there.
A boat would be the better way to go. Since there is no boat available, I would suggest an all-terrain troop carrier.
And just where are we going to find a piece of military equipment like that?
Well, Major Witt, perhaps I can help you for the sum of,
Tell me, Brady the Butcher, do you know where I can sharpen this blade?
Sharpen? You know good and well that a bounty blade never needs sharpening. It sharpens itself when used.
Yes, something that a butcher like you would be well aware of. Now answer the Major's question.
I have just what you need out back. Take it in the name of Rage. It's solid fuel, so your range is unlimited, and it's armor-plated, so you can travel at night safely.
Thank you for your patriotism. Now, we'll need supplies.
Yes, yes, of course. Here is the key card you'll need to start the all-terrain.
Garcia, take this and start it up. Bring it around front.
You got it!
Now, what do you have?
These protein bars will provide all the calories, proteins, and vitamins you'll need for one day. This tubular device will be for drinking. It's got a molecular strainer that will filter out everything except water molecules. Place this end in any source of water and draw through this end.
Nice. So I can carry all the food and water I'll need in my pocket. Now what are these?
Those are lightweight, breathable, and tear-resistant overalls with full head netting. You will need these at night to protect yourself from blood-sucking flying insects.
Seems like every planet has them. Jaffra's a pretty big guy. Do you have any his size?
Jaffra does not require any. My people snack on these insects.
Between you and the Jubatan, we may not need this protective gear. You guys will eat it all.
Yeah, the one called Sprague said much the same.
We are similar to them in looks, but it stops there. We have a developed brain.
Did Wi-Fi say anything that might have indicated his exact location?
Wi-Fi? Is that what you call the former Vice Commander? Is that because of his ability to receive and transmit radio signals?
Yes. Now, did he give you any indication?
He was here, right on the heels of our former leader, Lord Lister. It was my impression that he is following him.
This may prove to be rather tricky. We'll have three caravans all chasing each other, headed for the same destination.
You said that this vehicle that we're getting is all-terrain.
Are you thinking of an alternate route?
If there is one.
Well, Storekeep, is there an alternate route?
There is, but it's not an easy one. My all-terrain can negotiate the road, but it's rarely used. There may be sections closed due to debris.
Show us.
This is the main road out of town. Follow it up to this bridge. As soon as you cross, take this trail. You can follow it up through the swamp to this junction. Then take this road to the west. It's about one third less the distance, but very dangerous.
If your vehicle can negotiate the terrain, it's worth the risk.
Oh, it'll do all right, Major. That thing is a beast. Say, Keep, what sort of weapon is that mounted on top?
It's called a machine gun. It fires individual rounds of ammunition based upon an explosive powder that spins what we call the bullet out of the barrel. If you shot that vehicle across the road there, the bullet would pass right through it, tearing a huge hole.
Like it already.
I will supply you with adequate ammunition, and I can give you a class on firing the weapon and how to maintain it.
That's very thoughtful of you, Brady.
It's pure business, Bounty Hunter. If I treat you fairly, I hope you would treat me fairly as well.
Is this fair enough, Storekeep?
Well, all I can say is happy hunting.
Lenora, is there any particular reason why this boat is traveling so slowly?
This vessel is meant for ferrying goods along the river system, not open water travel.
We have a saying on my planet, take a slow boat to China.
I take it that this China is a long distance to travel.
Is there any reason why we have to use this mode of transportation?
It is much easier to travel up the coast than inland on the river, rather than go by road through dangerous jungle.
But why such a slow boat?
A faster boat would get us there sooner, that's true. However, we can't begin our river journey until daybreak. If we left hours before sunset, we'd be on the river at dark. Not a good place to be, unless you're looking for trouble.
As you can tell, trouble seems to find us.
Yeah, so we really don't need to look for it.
Master Lister, we're just discussing why we don't travel at night.
Yes, we're not sure exactly what happens on the river at night, because no one has lived to tell about it.
And you believe that?
Well, how do you know it's not some tribal superstition to keep people out?
I am confident enough to let you two go when we arrive. I'll give you a small boat, a little food, and our best wishes, and send you on your way.
You're that confident, it's true.
I am.
What makes these creatures so dangerous at night, but not so during the day?
Just before sunset, they make their way out of the jungle and slide down to the water's edge. When it's dark, they lie in wait, listening for their prey. Then attack without warning.
Sort of like you.
I admire them very much.
They will spend the night gorging themselves with anything they can swallow, including their own kind.
Well, that definitely sounds like you.
When the sun rises, they crawl up the bank and go into the jungle to sleep and protect themselves from the sun.
So they don't like the light.
Why don't you just take some bright lights and blind them?
Because, Gabriella, there are too many of them. Now my offer still stands. I will gladly let you go into the darkness on a small boat if you wish to escape.
We have another saying. Stupid is as stupid does.
Forgive my ignorance, but I don't see any small boats on this tub. I hope you're not expecting us to use inflatables.
We've arranged for a merchant to meet us at the mouth of the river with two small boats. The master and I will be in the lead boat, and you two will follow.
So we'll have the boat to ourselves?
That's awfully trusting of you two.
Trust is not the issue, Captain Tam. If you wish to live, you will follow us to the outpost. Drag your feet and you'll be river bait.
Oh, don't worry. The captain and I wouldn't miss this rage grand reunion for the world.
Somehow I sense a note of sarcasm.
A note? How about a whole symphony?
So what's up with your first damsel in distress? Cat up a tree?
No, that was the first thing I asked her.
Oh, you didn't.
I most certainly did. But she assured me that she doesn't even have a cat.
How on earth did she know you were setting up shop?
She works with some of your old pals at the state police barrack in Reisterstown. She issued me my license.
And she needs help? She's surrounded by Maryland's finest. Why would she need a PI?
Well, since I probably need your help, I suppose I can talk about it.
Why would you need my help?
You're still pretty tight with the MSP, aren't you?
Well, yes. Need any special favors? I can make a call. Or two.
I agree with Dad. She works with the Maryland State Police. It's a criminal matter. They could help her.
Her name is Claire, and she claims someone's harassing her and telling her that they know what she saw.
Wait a minute. I know what you saw? That sounds like a B-horror movie. What did she see?
Well, that's just it. She has no idea.
Something about that just doesn't sound right.
Which is why I need your help. I need to know more about her. What's her background? Where's she from? Anything suspicious in her past? Before I can investigate who's after, I need to know more about her.
You don't think her claim is legitimate.
I just need a place to start. The more I know about her, the better idea I have on who may be after her.
Your cover story is that you do vetting checks for government employees. This would be a good case to practice those skills.
I'd be glad to help in any way I could. I'm on a month's convalescent leave. I could certainly run background checks.
And I could work my state police contacts to run down background info. I don't suppose she recognized the number that called her. Even the area code?
It was her own number. It's called spoofing, and it's illegal.
With all the technological advances we have in computers, you'd think there would be a way to trace any call from any phone.
It's a double-edged sword. It's the advanced technology we have that gives scammers and criminals the ability to cloak themselves.
Here's her contact and information. I gave her a tape recorder and told her to contact me as soon as she hears from them again. I hope to be more organized by then.
Well, the place looks a little better, but we still have work to do and we're burning daylight. I just might have to call in that bulldozer we talked about.
I believe that's Wit and his crew in front of the merchant store.
And I can't believe you.
What? You don't think it's them?
Oh, that's them, all right. I recognize Garcia. What I can't believe is that you got me on another death machine. First in a flying box with spinning blades over our heads, then this two-wheeled monster.
It's a motorcycle, Sam. We are very lucky to have found it in the mines.
It only has two wheels. There's no self-balancing gyro. And my teeth are full of bugs. Pah!
You could use the extra protein to stop complaining. This bike will serve us well for getting around. Now, it appears that they are loading supplies into that lorry.
So, there are three groups headed north. Are we going to make it four?
Do we have a choice?
Yeah, Scully's Bar, back on Boulder Bar. Sounds like a good one to me.
Patience, Sam. I'm sure there is an establishment here somewhere serving your favorite libations. But for now, let's concentrate on the task in hand. It looks like everyone is loading up.
Look, there's your favorite bounty hunter, Jaffra.
Yes, I see him. And I'm sure he's seen us.
Really?
Yes, really. He's one of the best, if not the best, freelance bounty hunters in the galaxy.
Even better than the great Tony Simon?
I said freelance. I work for the IDF, remember? There they go. Let's see if we can get some information from the merchandise store. We can walk the motorcycle over.
Wait a minute. You're not planning on heading into the wild jungle on this two-wheeled death machine, are you?
Certainly not. We're on the coast. There must be plenty of fishing vessels in the port. We should be able to go north along the river. I wouldn't be surprised if a small band of mercenaries isn't near a river. They have to get supplies somehow.
So, we just walk up to the nearest boat and say to the captain, hey, we need to go up north and possibly into the jungle to look for a band of cutthroat mercenaries and maybe three other groups looking to take each other out.
I'm sure the storekeeper here will have some insight for us.
Good day, gentlemen. Welcome to Brady's. How can I be of help?
We're trying to meet up with some friends of ours.
Are they headed north?
Why, yes, they are.
Which group, my friend? You make the fourth group in here today, looking to travel up north. Just which one are you with?
Does it really matter to you?
We saw the last group board a large all-terrain vehicle. Did you provide it?
What if I did?
Friend, we are not here to judge anyone. We are well aware of the groups headed north. We merely wish to join them. Now, I'm sure you are well aware of my next two questions.
What supplies do I need and how can I get there?
As to the first, yes, we need supplies. As for how we get there, my question is, Are there any water vessels available?
The second group took a boat.
Can you describe any of the people in that group?
Oh, I could just tell you. It's not hard to recognise the former leader of Rage, Lord Lister.
We saw this last group leave in an all-terrain vehicle. What about the other group?
The one with Lord Zokar?
How is it you recognise Rage leaders?
If you're implying that I'm a former Rage member, let me set the record straight. Rage nearly destroyed our planet. Once they were defeated, war criminals began moving here to start new lives. Personally, I resent their presence, but they pay well for supplies.
No worries, friend. I just wanted to know who I'm dealing with.
I might want to know the same thing.
I take it that you are the Brady of Brady's Merchandise?
I am.
Then this is all you need to know. Monetary units, meaning we can pay for whatever we get. That's the language you speak, isn't it?
I have something under the counter here that might interest you.
Oh, hold on, friend. What is the meaning of this?
Take two steps back, both of you, now.
Easy there, fella. There's no problem here.
I think there is. At least six of them.
What?
Your hand, Sam. One thumb and five fingers.
That's right. Meaning the odds are pretty good you're a Hongan.
He is a Hongan, but he's with me.
And how is that supposed to make me feel any better?
Allow me. I'm going to reach into my pocket and pull out my identification very slowly.
Try anything funny, and your friend here will never have to shave again.
Here.
A badge.
Read it, please.
Special Agent Intergalactic Defense Force. Why didn't you say so in the first place?
We are trying to remain undercover.
Would you mind?
Sorry.
There are two groups of us in pursuit of Lister and Zokar. My group came here with a Colonel Zandu. My man Major Witt is with them. They just departed in that large lorry.
They're in Legion with Rage?
No. They are undercover as elite forces.
Then your friends are as good as dead, my friend.
Why is that?
Because at one time, Colonel Zandu was the commanding officer of the elite forces.
Will Colonel Zandu uncover Major Witt's ruse? Will Gabby and Tam become Riverbait? And who's Barnes' mysterious client? Find out the answers to these questions and more in the next episode of The Hawk Chronicles, Death River.